A reading from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 24. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the ones he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given, if even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Mike Slider, Zion Lutheran Church, The Villa, Arkansas.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our reading today uses the analogy of a race to depict our life here on earth. But not just any race, a long and agonizing race. Not a horse race or a NASCAR race, but a foot race, and a long one at that. A race of endurance, like a marathon. God's word encourages us to consider all the saints who have gone before us, the great cloud of witnesses who successfully ran the race with endurance and arrived at the heavenly finish line. But as we are running this race, we can become fatigued. We're not always the strong runners that we would like to be. In fact, we are born in a sinful condition in which we are naturally weak instead of strong and filled with endurance. Finishing a marathon does not come naturally for anyone. Even the best runners have to train and build up their endurance. But the endurance that we need to finish this race here on earth does not come from within. Our endurance to run this race in a God-pleasing manner does not come from our own willpower. Instead, it comes from Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. That's how the great cloud of witnesses who have crossed the finish line before us endured, an endurance from God. They endured through faith. Faith in the Messiah whom they trusted would save them. And this was not their own doing, but it was a gift from God. So if you want to run the race that is set before us with endurance, look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Jesus gives us faith and endurance through what he did for us on the cross. Christ endured a much more difficult race than we have to endure, and yet he ran the perfect race without sin. Then he laid down that perfect race, that perfect life, for us. Where we have tripped and stumbled, he picked up the pace and won the race for us. We look to Jesus and trust in his endurance, his sacrificial endurance on the cross, and we will endure. We would never cross the finish line if it weren't for Jesus. Have you ever seen someone running a marathon carrying a suitcase? Of course not. They would never be able to finish the race. Likewise, we cannot finish the race and endure to the end if we are weighed down by sin. If we hold on to the sin of others and carry them around like a suitcase full of bitterness, it's just as foolish as a runner carrying baggage while running a marathon. But looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, we have forgiveness. The blood of Jesus that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel cleanses us from all sin. The sins that we've committed and the sins committed against us, all washed away by the blood of Christ. Jesus takes away the burden of sin that weighs us down, and Jesus strengthens us with faith to endure, just as he gave endurance to that great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us. The blood of Abel cried out for vengeance. But the blood of Jesus cries out for forgiveness and mercy. And that same blood of Jesus gives us strength to endure. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Mike Slider for today's meditation on God's Word.